ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right. Is everybody set and ready? Because if you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Okay. The categories tonight are category number one, B-grade sports. B-grade sports. Category number two, Hercules and Xena. Category number three, education and training. Category four, Japanese culture. Category five, crowns. Okay. B-grade sports, Hercules and Xena. Education and training, Japanese culture, crowns. Tony from Ballarat. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Bill. A wrong train of thought a night or two ago. You asked the category animals. My main animals are Barkers, African. Armadillo is South American.
Which yeah, that's true.
All right, what's my... What
Aardvark's in Africa, armadillo's in South America. That's true.
Yes, but...
Now...
B-grade sports, please.
B-grade sports, okay. B-grade sports. Along with cricket, which other team sport does the heroine Catherine Morland play in Jane Austen's Northanger Abbey?
All right. Well,
B-grade sports.
All right. Ladies, former ladies, is it Vigoro?
Not Vigoro, no.
Right.
Sorry, Tony.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. No. Norbert in Perth. Hello, Norbert.
How's it going?
Oh, not bad. B-grade sports. Along with cricket, which other team sport does the heroine Catherine Morland play in Jane Austen's Northanger Abbey?
I got the wrong question. I'm going to have to probably try take a stab in the dark. Does she play...
The category is B-grade sport. Sorry?
Does she play, I think it's called croquet?
No, she doesn't play croquet. No. Thank you, Norbert. No, she doesn't play croquet. B-grade sports is the category. Robin also had croquet. Alan in Cumlock, no, that's not correct. Ray in the Bay, not correct, although you are on the right track. Teenage kids are dumb because parents don't care, says my texter. Let's talk about this in the last hour. I haven't been dating in the teacher scene yet, just a possible reason for the performance, says my texter. Righto. Loz in Lynham. G'day, Loz.
Hello there.
Question number one, B-grade sports. Along with cricket, which other team sport does the heroine Catherine Morland play in Jane Austen's Northanger Abbey?
Well, I host trivia, so I would never know this otherwise, but it's a bit counterintuitive. I think it's baseball.
Correct.
You think it's American, but the yarn is originally it was in England and then the America ran off with it and cricket took prominence, but it's baseball.
Correct, yes. B-grade sports. Mm. Question number two. Baseball is great. Question number two. You're right, though. That may surprise a lot of people. Could think, hang on, wasn't baseball invented in America? No, not really.
Right.
Perfected.
Well, I think it was a very different game to what we know now.
Yes,
baseball.
Exactly. The modern baseball game perfected in America, of course.
Yeah.
Question number two. What do you want to do? You can stay here in B-grade sports. Otherwise, it's Hercules and Xena, education and training, crowns, Japanese culture.
Crowns, please.
Crowns. Okay. Question number two. What's the... Well, sorry. Which model of Toyota has a name meaning little crown?
I think it would be Corolla, would be the diminutive of...
Correct.
Like coronations and stuff like that.
Yes,
so, yeah.
Correct. A Toyota Corolla, a little crown. Because after all, Toyota did make another model called... The Crown, didn't it? It was a bigger one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
didn't
Toyota run. Crown. Oh, yeah. It was a very luxe vehicle. I had one once. Loz wasn't new. I think when I got it, it was about 20 years old. It was like
they
a big.
Last a long time.
It was like a big motorized lounge room. had no guts or power whatsoever, but it kind of didn't matter, you know. Like, when you're cruising along, you could just about mix a martini in the joint. Question number three. Not that that would be a good idea when you're driving the car, but anyway, Loz.
No.
Question number three. We're in Crowns, staying?
Staying there, please.
The logo for which watch company is a five-pointed crown?
Instinctively, I say Rolex.
Correct. Yeah, Rolex. Rolex, and speaking of rolls, you're on a roll.
Don't jinx me.
Question number four. We're in Crowns. You're obviously a student of the monarchy, Loz.
Something like that.
Okay. Did you see the King sent Harry and Meghan a letter saying, by the way, just remember you're not royal anymore?
Oh, well, for what it's worth, anything to do with the modern royals and Harry and Meghan, I tune out entirely and not trust by in any sense whatsoever. Good luck to them all, I say.
Interest level low.
Yes.
Question number four. You may well be right. Leroy in Penrith says, I always thought they called it rounders historically in the UK. Rounders is very similar to baseball. That's true. And softball for that matter too. Yeah. All right, question number four. We're in Crowns. Stay here.
Yes.
The three crown dependencies of the British Isles are Guernsey, Jersey, and which other island?
The Isle of Man.
Correct. Nice work. You are good on the crown.
So good.
Guernsey, Jersey, and the Isle of Man are the three crown dependencies. Correct. Now, question number five. Gee whiz, hang on, three, four, yeah, question number five. I guess you're staying in Crowns, are you?
Yes, thank you.
Hussein bin Abdullah al-Hashimi is the crown prince of which Middle Eastern country?
Oh, gosh. Somewhere in my mind, in the back of my mind, the word Hussein, I thought, is associated with Shia rather than Sunni, which would therefore preclude Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. But then there's no king in Iran. Oh, but I might be wrong. Maybe that's wrong. So, give me the name again, sorry, if that's okay.
Hussein bin Abdullah al-Hashimi is the crown prince of which Middle Eastern country?
I'm probably wrong, but I don't think I can answer Saudi Arabia or the UAE. I don't think there's a monarchy in Iran. Yemen.
Not Yemen. Thanks, no Loz. Worries. Thanks, Loz. Thank you. Good effort. There, you got it started with four on the trot. Nice work. Nice work. Jenny from Central Victoria says, by the way, don't forget the Toyota Corona, which was between the Crown and the Corolla. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was. The Corolla was the little one, wasn't it? And then there was the Corona, the mid-sized one, and then the Crown, which was always the – that was the Acme. That was the one you searched for. Yeah, I inherited the Toyota Crown. It must have been about 20 years old at least. Fantastic car, but as I say, it had no guts whatsoever. Chipper on King Island says, the only crown I'm good at is Crown Lager. Good on you, Chipper. Good on you. AJ from Bayview. Hello, AJ.
Hi, Phil.
We are in Crowns. Hussein bin Abdullah al-Hashimi is the crown prince of which Middle Eastern country?
I'd have to hazard a guess, but before I do, I think there's a Crusader in there as well.
Oh, hang on. Gee, just to confuse things, there is. How big was that?
I think that was the LTD of Toyotas, the Fairlane of Toyota.
Oh, well, yeah, hang on. You're saying that was bigger than, better than the Crown?
I don't know. I was very little.
A Toyota Crusader, that's true.
I have the next question, please.
Baz says, by the way, Harry's not Charlie's real son. Oh, Baz, that's harsh. Yeah, question five, we're up to crowns.
Yeah, I'll pass it on, Phil. I've no idea.
You got no idea? Okay.
Dusky princes in the desert. Thank you.
Thanks, AJ. Bye bye. Mario from Lanier. Hi, Mario.
Good morning.
Question five, we're up to crowns. Hussein bin Abdullah Al Hashimi is the crown prince of which Middle Eastern country?
Well, I'm going to go Saudi Arabia.
No, it's not Saudi. Sorry, Mario. Thank you, mate. Not Saudi. No, Sean from Hobart's got the right answer. Annette from Perth, good. Yes. Joy of Logan says, Phil, I had a 1966 Corona that would not die. They don't. Corollas, Corollas in particular do not die. Stu from Moonta had, don't forget the Cressida. Yeah, was it bigger than the crown? I don't think I've ever driven a Cressida. Hey, Kim's with us, the voice of the Murray. G'day, Kim.
Good evening, Philip. I'll tell you what, I'm willing to flunk out on any question whatsoever.
Have you been keeping, Kim, all right?
Oh, you know, I'm wrapped up in bed, trying to get my feet warm. They're frozen.
Why don't you get a hot water bottle, Kim?
Oh.
That means you have to get out of bed and go and get it. You see, that one might...
Well, it could be true, yes. And once I'm in bed, I like to stay in bed.
No, no, that's fair enough. I agree with that. Because once you're in bed and you get a bit warm, the idea of getting up again is a nightmare.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, things are fairly cool here at the moment.
Gee whiz, that's no, that is no good. Well, spring's on the way, Kim. Don't worry. Help is at hand.
I know. And then we get in the summer, and I'll complain about the heat.
Well, if you don't have a hot water bottle, have you got a dog at home, Kim?
No, the dogs tie you down.
Oh, okay.
Too much.
Yeah, okay. Because I say, if you had a dachshund, you could put the dachshund down the bottom of the bed, and that'd be good.
That would be a one dog night.
A one dog night, exactly.
Yes.
Question number five. We're in crowns. Hussein bin Abdullah Al Hashimi is the crown prince of which Middle Eastern country?
I was going to say Saudi Arabia, but that's gone.
Yes.
Yemen's
gone.
Oh, I was going to say Yemen too. Good grief, Irani. Oh, my knowledge of the Middle Eastern countries is minimal. How about Iraq?
Not Iraq. No.
Right.
No. Thanks. Thanks, Kim. See ya. Bye. I hope your feet warm up, mate. See ya. My texter says the Cressida was above the Corona, but below the crown. Because the Cressida was sold as the Corona Mark II in Japan as a slightly posh Corona with a larger engine. Oh, okay. So there was the Corolla, the Corona, the Cressida, and then the Crown. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Stu says the Cressida was one down from the Crown. Okay. Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
G'day, Phil. A couple of things, mate. I used to pronounce it Cressida.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I think that's the pronunciation of it.
Oh, is it? Okay. What did I say? I said Cressida, yeah.
Yeah, and my grandmother was born in 1899 and she played rounders, and that was the forerunner, just like rugby is the forerunner of gridiron.
Yeah, well, that's true. You mean the Americans. That's right. I think there's partly because the baseball's so entrenched in America that there's a belief that it started off there, but it didn't. No, it started off in the UK.
Yes. And
well, there's many versions of it, aren't there? I mean, you've got, what you say, rounders, but there's softball and T-ball and baseball,
I think,
of course.
Modern versions of that. My grandma was telling me the sports she played, what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, I've just forgotten it now. But been enjoying the show. I had a mate who was he was Jordanian, and I think it might be Jordan.
Question number five. Hussein bin Abdullah Al Hashimi is the crown prince of which Middle Eastern country?
Jordan.
Correct. Very good, Bob. Yes, it is. It's Jordan.
He was trying to tell me that Jordan should be the inheritor of all that oil wealth, and the Saudis took it over illegitimately.
Oh. The
Iranians have a grudge against the Saudis because of it.
My texter says, my dad sold Toyotas in Port Pirie, and the first model he had was a little Toyota Tiara. Oh, okay. There was a Toyota Tiara built in the 1960s.
Haven't heard of that one.
No, no. I don't think it was ever sold here, I don't think, in Australia, was it? Oh, actually, maybe. Well, it obviously was. Sold in Port Pirie anyway.
Yes.
All righty. Sue and Rose Bay says, my husband had a Cressida or a Cressida. A luxury car. It had electric windows back in the early 80s. Gee whiz. That'd be cool. Question number six. One left in Crowns, otherwise you could move to Japanese culture, B-grade sports, Hercules and Xena, or education and training.
I'm wondering if I might do all right with the Japanese culture.
Japanese culture, quite right. Question number six. In Japan, the word maiko, which means dancing child, means a person undergoing training for which ceremonial occupation? If you're a person is a maiko, what are they training for?
Look, I would only guess, but what about the serving of tea? I think they're ladies. That...
We're after a name here. Bob.
Oh, okay. Now, the only thing I can think of in Japanese is konnichiwa.
See you, Bob. Bye-bye. Thanks, man. Bye-bye. Thank you for getting Jordan for us. Glenn in Penrith. G'day, Glenn.
Oh, g'day. Where are you going, mate?
Not bad, man. Yes, not bad. Not bad at all. We're in Japanese culture. In Japan, the word maiko, which means dancing child, means a person undergoing training for which ceremonial occupation?
Is that a geisha?
Correct.
I remember the movie Geisha Girl.
Is it geisha or geisha? Is it geisha or geisha?
I always said geisha.
Okay.
Do you remember Geisha Girl?
I don't.
Jerry Lewis movie.
Okay.
It was a beauty. It was over in Japan and
okay.
I remember it from that.
All right. Question seven. We're in Japanese culture, but you can move anywhere. B-grade sports, Hercules and Xena, education and training, or Crowns.
What's the sports one?
B-grade sports.
B-grade. I just tuned in, mate, so I hadn't heard any earlier. How many in that left?
Lots, four.
All right. I'll go that. I like sports questions, but I don't know what you mean by B grade anyway.
B grade sports. Question seven. Lisa Campbell and Mike Scandalera won Commonwealth gold for Australia in which sport?
I'll just say figure skating.
No. Sorry, Glenn. See you, mate. Thank you. No, it's not. Kane says geisha. Yes, also baseball would slot in nicely to the Japanese culture topic tonight. That's true. That is true. Linda in Beechworth had the geishas. What about Boris from Glebe? G'day, Boris.
G'day, Phil.
We're in up to question seven. We're in B-grade sports. Lisa Campbell and Mike Scandalera won Commonwealth gold for Australia in which sport?
What about lawn bowls?
Not lawn bowls, no. Sorry, Boris, no. The category is B grade sports. Alan in Cumnock, correct. Vicky in Geelong, not correct, but you've got the right idea. Phil, the Toyota Tiara was definitely sold in Australia and holds the distinction of being the first Toyota passenger car built outside of Japan. Cheers, Cameron and Sherry. But where was it built? Was it built in Australia? Surely not, was it? The Toyota Tiara was sold here. Okay. Phil, legend has it that an original Toyota dealer in Perth owned an original Corolla. Never drove it, kept it, still owns it, zero mileage. Worth lots and lots. Maybe it is. Righto, the line's free if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Hugo's in Downer. Hello, Hugo. Hello, Hugo.
Hello. Hello. Now, just before I disgrace myself, the Toyota Cressida, back in those 82 or 83, I was young, and my boss, they were so good, he bought two of them.
Oh,
and, and they had electric windows, and I used to flog these things up and down Ocean Road, all these streets. They were a very, very good little instrument, those cars.
Oh, wow. I tell you what, they were. I had the Toyota Crown that I had had electric windows, but it also had this thing. It had this other thing which was so cool, which were it had. Remember the days when cars had radio aerials that, you know.
Of course, and someone invented an electric one.
No. The Crown had an electric one. It had it had a switch on the dash, and you flick the switch and down it went or up it went. It was very, very cool. Remember how otherwise your radio area was always bent or snapped off by some vandal if you didn't put it down?
Yes, but now on that, I recall that when it was retracted, you could sort of push it and it would click and come up. And I think I had the misfortune of pushing them down and it wouldn't come up, but I got reception anyway.
Question 7. These were the days. These are the days when electric windows, that was just the height of luxury. We're in a category called B-grade sports, right?
Okay.
B-grade
sports. All right.
Lisa Campbell and Mike Scandalera won Commonwealth Gold for Australia in which sport?
Lisa Campbell and Michael Scandalero sounds like tennis, but that wouldn't be B grade. It could be ping pong, croquet. It's not rugby league. Softball.
No, not softball. No,
oh, thanks anyway.
No, thanks, Hugo. Bye-bye. Now, everyone might be getting the wrong idea. Remember the category? B grade sports. Ian from Dover.
Good morning, Phil.
Morning, Ian. Top off to you.
Yes,
you'll be right with this. B grade sports. Lisa, I see the answer to the first one was along with cricket, which other team sport does the heroine Catherine Morton play? Baseball. What about this one? Lisa Campbell and Mike Scandalera won Commonwealth Gold for Australia in which sport?
Boxing.
No, not boxing.
Booger.
is there female boxing in the Commonwealth Games?
I hope not. I don't actually like female boxing.
No?
No, not particularly. We'll have to wait for the day after Christmas to find out the answer.
See you, Ian. Bye-bye. It won't take that long, I hope. Adam from McLean. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how you going?
Not bad. Lisa Campbell and Mike Scandalera won Commonwealth Gold for Australia in which sport?
Well, I was originally going to guess bowls before that guy did it, but it'd have to be badminton, wouldn't
Correct.
It?
Correct. Very good. Yes. B-grade sports. Badminton. Very good. All right, question number 8. We're in B-grade sports. You can stay or you can move anywhere else. Crowns, Japanese culture, Hercules and Xena, education and training.
I'll stay in sports. Why not?
B-grade sports. Which sport was not contested at the 1912 Stockholm Olympics because it was illegal in Sweden at the time?
Perhaps boxing, I guess. This feels like an obvious answer, but I'm not sure. Boxing?
Correct, yes. Yeah, boxing was apparent, which I find surprising, actually, because the Scandies love clobbering each other, don't they? Or maybe they don't. Maybe they don't.
Not anymore, maybe.
No, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're very respectful. No, it was illegal in Sweden at the time, so there was no boxing. Question number 9. We're in B-grade sports.
Yeah, let's stay there. Why not?
According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, which Olympic event is, quote, rooted in the skiing traditions of Scandinavia, where early inhabitants revered the Norse god Ulr? as both the ski god and the hunting god?
Oh, good. The biathlon.
Correct.
My favourite winter sport. Yeah, it's a great one.
Correct. It's completely nuts, Adam. This is where they ski around. They're cross-country ski, and then they have to stop and shoot targets along the way, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Someone's texting saying, what's wrong with female boxing? No, well, nothing from my point of view, but some people don't like it. Yes, Adam? Hello, Adam. You still there?
Hello. Oh, yes. I just lost you there. Hey.
Oh, okay. We're back. Question number 10. We're in B-grade sports. Last one.
Yeah, I'll take it. Why not?
Which sport was invented in 1891 by Canadian James Naismith?
Basketball.
Correct, basketball.
They named the trophy after him, I'm pretty sure. Did they?
The Naismith Trophy. Yeah, didn't he get the idea out of the Central American, Aztec and Mayan cultures? You know, had the...
Yeah,
I think he got the idea from there.
Like there's nothing original in sports anyway. Yeah.
No. I'm not. Yeah, I'm not bagging him for doing it. I think that's where he got the idea.
I think most Americans would be horrified to find out that a Canadian invented it, though, if they really knew it. But anyway.
Oh, in the current climate, gee whiz. Well, I don't know. I don't know how many people are going along with Trump in this madness, anyway, Adam.
Unfortunately, about half of them, by the sound of it.
Yeah. Well, actually. That's fair enough too. That's right. Yeah. Leroy in Penrith says female boxing equal rights and lefts. that's very good, Leroy. 1-300-800-222. Yes, someone sent us a workshop manual for the Toyota Tiara from 1960. Remember those workshop manuals you used to be able to buy for your cars when you could, you know, tinker with the thing on the weekend? Question number 11. We'll have to move somewhere. Hercules and Xena, education and training, crowns, Japanese culture.
Oh, let's go education and training.
What is the highest year level at which Australian students sit the NAPLAN test?
My son did it this year in year 9.
Correct. Very good.
Let's stay there.
Nice work. Okay. Hang on, Adam, you started off with boxing, didn't you?
Yes. No, badminton.
Badminton. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5.
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
That's my record.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All righty, education and training.
Yeah, let's stay there.
Question number 12. Adam from McLean. Cantabrigian is an adjective. Referring to which university? I'm a Cantabrigian, means I went to where?
I guess the University of Canterbury, I guess.
Oh. University of what?
Canterbury?
Not Canterbury. No, sorry, Adam.
I had one of two, and I'll kick myself when I hear the real answer, because I think I know where it is.
I think you will kick yourself. Thank you, Adam. Bye-bye.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Good work. Nice effort. 5 on the trots. Castlemaine Davo says, I don't know if it was a Toyota option, but a friend of my mother had a Toyota, I think a Crown, and had a little refrigerator, which you could access from the car. Oh, is that right? Soft Dog says the 150-piece toolbox set's been reduced to a set of jumper leads in 2026. Yeah, that's true. But do you remember when you used to be able to buy all those manuals to fix your car and you'd have a crack at it in the garage and then after making a thorough mess of it, take it to the mechanic? Trevor from Kerrang. Hello, Trevor.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question number 12. Education and training. Cantabrigian is an adjective referring to which... university.
Is it Cambridge?
Yes, it is. Cambridge, exactly. Cambridge University. If you went to Cambridge, you're a Cantabrigian. Question 13, we're in education and training. You can move, if you like, to Japanese culture, crowns, or Hercules and Xena.
I think I'll stay where you are, but I actually rang up for the badminton question. I thought it was Mike Scandalier and Rhonda Cater that won the gold medal, so maybe there was two of them.
Well, they may have won. Yeah, I don't know whether they won together, Lisa Campbell. Maybe they won in separate men's and female, male and female competitions. Yeah, maybe. Staying with education and training?
Yep.
Okay. Quote, well, we got no choice. All the girls and boys making all that noise are the opening lyrics of which Alice Cooper song?
Ooh. I think I'll bow out. I think, Phil.
No good? No okay, good. Trev. No thanks, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. Emma is from Pasadena in Adelaide. Hi. Hi, Em.
Hello.
Hi, Em. Question 13 we're up to. Education and training. Quote, well, we got no choice. All the girls and boys making all that noise are the opening lyrics of which Alice Cooper song? Hello?
Oh, it's tricky.
No good. All right, Em, we'll better move on. 1-300-800-222. Jay's in Leppington. Hello, Jay.
Oh, hi, Phil. How are you, mate?
Not bad. Not bad. Education and training. Quote, well, we got no choice. All the girls and boys making all that noise are the opening lyrics of which Alice Cooper song?
School's out for summer.
Correct. Yes, all right. Question number 14. We're in education and training. But you can move.
You know Alice Cooper's a crazy golfer, right?
He is. Very good, apparently, yeah.
Yeah, well, you take a grain of salt with when you hear a superstar plays off four.
you reckon he genuinely plays off four?
No, I don't. I'll take him on. Why I'm playing at the moment.
Donald Trump's apparently plays off three or four too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. What's the Kim Jong-un plays off plus 18.
he has a hole-in-one every hole.
But just on the Toyota discussion, which is really interesting, it's part of the reason I rang.
Yeah.
My Uncle Ray had a Cressida when they first came out in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he took us for a run in it, and he was he let Fluffy off the chain and locked us in, locked the windows, locked the doors, central locking, locked the windows. And he thought that was hilarious. But we were gasping for air.
The Cressida was below the Crown, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, the Crown was the duck's guts, and then Cressida was under that. But there's one above them all that not a lot of people know about. It's called the Century. Now, the Toyota Century is V12, and it was used by government officials in Japan.
A friend of mine, it was because a friend of mine imported one from Japan, but I don't think it was a Century, but it was a version of a Crown that he imported from, maybe it was a Century, and I had a ride in that. A magnificent, great vehicle, like huge. Unbelievable.
They're two V6 motors actually stacked beside each other, like in front and behind.
Yeah.
So V12.
Two V6 motors stacked together. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but little pistons, like only like two and a half, three inch pistons, if that.
Yeah.
They're tiny.
Fuel consumption, not that great, Jay, I imagine.
No, not. You know, depends on all like your throttle on your motorbike, you know, like it all depends on how you drive the thing.
Yeah, all right. Someone says Alice Cooper is a very good golfer. He's played at our club at Northbridge in Sydney a few years ago, says Karen.
Northbridge is all right. Yeah, no, he loves it. He said that the golf's the crack of sports. It's like very addictive, but at the moment I can't get a hit.
Days. Why is that, Jay? What's up?
There's something. Like, I've been a very decent player for a long time, three or better for 30 years.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're really good. Okay, yeah.
I play okay, but it's just the last probably 3 weeks. But it might just be a seasonal thing. It might be a form slump, but at 55, I think I've got to come to terms that I might be on the decline, you know, not hit it as far and just not hit it as good, you know. You've got to come to realisation.
Oh, gee, that's a worry. A friend of mine once said to me, because as everyone knows, I play too. He said, you know, you ever have the feeling that you might get to that stage where you think, you know, last year where I, you know, had 36 points, and I was, you know, came third. That looking back, I think that might have been it. That might have been the high point. Never got better. After that, it never got better.
One of my best mates and me, we always say, I think the best golf's in front of me, right? We've been saying it for 20 years. And I might have a coffee with him in the next couple of weeks and say, you know what? I think the best golf's behind me. And I've got to play a Varden event this Saturday, and really want to play. But anyway.
Come on, stay with it, Jay. You know.
All right, Japanese culture, mate. We'll go with Japanese.
Japanese culture, question 14. Throwing, pinning, and submission are the three main objectives in which Olympic sport?
Judo.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Throwing, pinning, submission.
Yep.
You give up? Yep. Okay, fine. Question 15. We're in Japanese culture, if you like.
Yeah, I'll stay there. I worked with the Japanese for a long time. I love the Japanese culture.
Did you say you worked in Japan or just with Japanese?
I've been to Japan a number of times through work back in the day, and I worked for a Japanese company, and I won't go into that because that's all gone now. It's a previous life sort of situation.
Yeah, that's all right. Did you work for Mizuno or something, or a cool company like that, Jay?
Yeah, you're very close.
Oh, okay.
Asicso, Tiger.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah.
I actually played golf with Kihachiro Onitsuka during the Sydney Olympics. He was a guest of Juan Antonio Sanaranch.
Wow. Okay.
And played with him in the same group, which was probably the best day of my career.
That would have been something, actually. Yeah.
We went to Chinatown afterwards at the new Marigold upstairs at the top level at the Marigold restaurant in Chinatown.
Oh.
And he sat at the table and he fell asleep and I ate his lobster.
That's a funny story.
It was a long day, mate. He was 84. But as I said, it was just one of the great days of my career.
Oh, that's great. Hey, question 15, Japanese culture, if you like.
Yeah.
Akira Kurosawa's 1957 film, Throne of Blood, is based on which of Shakespeare's plays?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Seven Samurai. Have you seen Seven Samurai?
I have, yeah.
Oh.
What a film. What a film.
Amazing, yeah. Based on which of...
Akira Kurosawa's 1957 film, Throne of Blood, is based on which of Shakespeare's plays?
King Lear?
Not King Lear. No.
Nice to chat, Phil.
Thanks, Jay. You, see you, mate. Bye-bye. Jen says, Phil, please get off about Toyota and cars, cars, cars. This is over the top. Think about your female listeners. Well, Jen, I reckon there's plenty of women who, you know, would have enjoyed and loved their time in a Toyota Corolla or even a Crown. Sam. G'day, Sam.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Question 15 we're up to. We're in Japanese culture. Akira Kurosawa's 1957 film Throne of Blood is based on which of Shakespeare's plays?
Oh, I'm sorry, Philip, I wouldn't have a clue.
No worries, Sam. Thank you anyway. Thanks for having a crack. Alan in Cumnock, that's no. Karen in Sydney says, a three-week slump in golfing's nothing. Plenty of great years left at 55. I would agree with you, Karen. I would strongly agree with you. Mick from Glen Iris. Hello, Mick.
How you doing?
Not bad.
That's good.
Japanese
golf. My best.
Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say my best golf has never reached me. I am just a hack of a hack. Anyway.
You know what? Doesn't matter what level you're at. The beauty of the game is that you can enjoy it whatever level you're at, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have a ball. No problems at all.
You have many balls. Yeah, I was going to say you need many balls, actually.
many balls. And the course I play with that runs alongside a creek, and, you know, it's just, ball after ball. They're water magnets. They're water magnets, is all I'm saying.
Question 15. Akira Kurosawa's 1957 film Throne of Blood is based on which of Shakespeare's plays?
Is it the Scottish play, Macbeth?
Correct. It is the Scottish play. Yes, Macbeth. Very good.
Yes.
All right, question 16, 10 to go. We're in Japanese culture, staying here.
Yeah, no, one of the other categories, sorry.
Crowns, B grade.
Crowns.
Crowns, Hercules and Xena, or education and training?
Education and training. Let's do that one.
Okay. Question 16. What does TAFE stand for?
Technical and Further Education.
Correct. Technical and Further Education, TAFE.
Swinburne TAFE for me.
Oh, is that where you popped out of?
Yeah, it certainly was, yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Question 16. What did you train as, Mick?
Electrical engineering.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Ended up at the phone company. Still here since 1985.
Hey! I'm glad you're still making connections.
Absolutely.
Question 17. Education and training, if you like.
Yeah, stay there, why not?
Last one in this category. The University the University of Uppsala. The University of Uppsala is the oldest university in which European country?
Uppsala.
Uppsala.
European country. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I'm going to go with Germany.
Not Germany. Thank you. Thanks, Mick. See ya. No, not Germany. Tony from Canberra. Hello, Tony.
Hello there.
Thanks for
waiting. Can I have the category B-grade questions all night, sir?
Once someone got onto the idea of this, it was completed very quickly. That's right. But it did take a while for everyone to get the idea. B-grade sports. Question 17, we're up to education and training. The University of Uppsala is the oldest university in which European country?
Oh, the name Uppsala is... suggesting a few countries, a big punt. Yeah, Poland.
Not Poland, no. Sorry, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye. Nari from the Central Coast says, I'm female. I've been loving the car talk. My parents had a Cressida or a Cressida that I learned to drive in, and I loved it. Many great memories. My first car was a Corolla as well. Yes, the indestructible, everlasting, cannot be destroyed Corollas. What a contribution. A bit like Toyota Land Cruisers have been the backbone of the Australian outback. The Corolla has been the town car, hasn't it? 1-300-800-222. Jane in Hawthorne says, my first car was an ex-fleet car Corolla. Love the motor show. Happy to hear Toyota tales. Yeah. Okay, Troy from Atherton. I'll get to you in a sec. Betty from Dapto. Hi, Bet.
Hello, Phil.
Did you ever have a Corolla?
I had a Corolla for a bit over 20 years.
There you go.
Dark blue.
Yeah.
But I went from a Brougham. Do you know what a Brougham was?
That was a Holden Brougham, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. Rolls Royce of Holden. It was, all the trimmings.
It was a very luxe car, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, power steering and all the rest of it. And I found it was pretty big to park and that sort of thing.
Yep.
So I got my little Corolla and I loved it. I hated getting rid of it, but we needed something that was big enough to tow a trailer. So,
okay.
Not a caravan, but just a trailer to go and pick up things and
that
sort of thing. So we've still got our Holden.
Good on you. Question 17. The University of Uppsala, Betty, is the oldest university in which European country?
European country.
University of Uppsala is the oldest university in which European country?
I don't know what you've had, but anyway... what about Switzerland?
Not Switzerland. No. Thanks, Betty. See ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Not Switzerland. Bobsled says, I think you can get a degree in clumsiness at Uppsala University. It's not bad. It's not bad, Bobsled. Not bad. Paul in Plainland says, Phil, what about the Crown forklift? There's nothing like a crown for picking it up and putting it down. It was a great jingle too, wasn't it? No relation to Toyota, I don't. No, absolutely not. Troy from Atherton. G'day, Troy.
Good evening, Phil.
Question 17. We're up to education and training. The University of Uppsala is the oldest university in which European country?
Yeah, with a name like that, I'm actually thinking it's from one of the Scandinavian countries, but I reckon I'm going to guess the wrong one. It's a toss-up between Finland and... I'll say Sweden.
Correct. Yes, correct. Yes. The University of Uppsala is in Sweden. It's the oldest oldest university in Sweden. All righty, we've got no more B-grade sports, no more education and training. So we've got Hercules and Xena, crowns, or Japanese culture.
I'll have a go at Japanese culture, please, Phil.
Japanese culture. All right. Question number 18. Sado and Chanoyu are Japanese words for which ceremony?
Oh, I don't know. I just have a guess at a wedding ceremony?
Not a wedding. No, Troy, no. Thanks, mate. No, not a wedding. Not what we're after. Susan in Greensboro. G'day, Susan.
Oh, hello.
Question 18. We're in Japanese culture. Sado and Chanoyu are Japanese words for which ceremony?
The tea ceremony?
Correct. The tea ceremony, yes. The tea ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a tea ceremony at your house, Susan, that you're very particular about who makes the tea and why?
No.
And how?
No, it's definitely coffee where I live.
Oh, it's coffee where you live. Okay. Yeah. Tea at my place.
Love my coffee.
Tea at my place, and I have a particular pot in which it has to be made. Susan.
Oh, beautiful.
So it's a very... Yeah.
Ceremonious matter, is it?
I do not care for the rest of the day. I just drink instant coffee, right? But for that first injection in the morning, no, it's got to be made in a particular way. Question 19. One left in Japanese culture. Otherwise, you could move to crowns. One left there. And then there are five questions left in Hercules and Xena.
Crowns.
Crowns. Last question. Question 19. The U.S. Triple Crown of Racing is made up of the Preakness Stakes, the Belmont Stakes, and which other race?
Oh, what's it called again? No, I won't be able to call it to mind quickly enough.
Thanks, Susan. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Paul in WA. G'day, Paul.
How are you going?
Pretty good. Question 19. We're in crowns. The US Triple Crown of Racing is made up of the Preakness Stakes, the Belmont Stakes, and which other race?
Is it the Kentucky Derby?
Correct. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The Kentucky Derby or Derby.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, makes up the US Triple Crown. All righty, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left. We've got one in Japanese culture or five in Hercules and Xena. Gee, that's been popular.
Are there any questions on Bruce Springsteen?
Well, as you know, in the Mighty Challenge, you never know.
Hit me with it. One or the other, doesn't matter.
No, you've got to choose. What is it going to be? What, Japanese culture or Hercules and Xena?
Go to Japanese
culture. Question number 20. Which robot boy was created in 1952 by Osamu Tezuka?
A robot boy? Kings. I have no idea. I'm very sorry.
No, don't be sorry, Paul. Thank you, mate. See you later. Bye-bye. Roz from Bundoora will be right with this one. G'day, Roz.
Oh, I don't know. The only one I know is Astro Boy, but well, probably won't be that one.
Which robot boy was created in 1952 by Osamu Tezuka?
All I've got is Astro Boy.
Correct.
Oh, good.
Yes, Astro Boy. I think that's right. If that's all you.
My brother loved Astro. Used to draw it. Yeah.
Jane from Homebush, speaking about being particular over tea, says, I have a mug for herbal tea, another for black tea, and one for green tea. Is this too much? Well, Jane, different mugs. What? Okay.
It's the little things in life.
I agree. No, I agree with that, Ross. I've got a particular teapot, which I get very annoyed if anyone makes any other kind of tea in it other than the tea I like, which is just bog standard, you know, English tea.
I've got this thing about making a pot of tea that's got, say, two ordinary tea and one of Earl Grey.
Oh, you're into blending your own blend.
Well, no, just a touch, you know.
No, you've lost me with that stuff, Ross. I quite like the builder's tea sort of thing, you know, because it's got to be nice and hot and strong.
I must admit there's a really cheap specialty from one of the big four that I get. And it tastes better than the expensive ones, as far as
I strongly agree with that. Yeah. I strongly agree with that.
Because they don't make tea. They've got to use one of them.
That's right. Well, also, when you go to Ceylon and see the tea bushes, I mean, so, frankly, they're all being picked off the same leaves, aren't they? Come on. There's no Earl Grey tea bush.
Yeah. And often when I think of all these special ones, the specialty that when I say special as in cheap.
Hey, Roz.
They don't make it. They've got to be somebody's.
Let's get stuck into this last little thing we call
the Mighty Challenge.
Paul from Toowoomba says, Phil, are you a tea philistine? Earl Grey's your bog standard tea with bergamot added. Yeah, no, I do know that. I just don't like it that much, that's all. All right, question number 21. Roz from Bundura was up on deck. G'day, Roz.
G'day.
Now,
tease
and mugs game. I like that.
So. I'd like to also add that bobsled really slays me.
He's pretty. Are you trying to matching wits with bobsled is a very dangerous activity.
I think he's really good.
He is very good. Leroy in Penrith says you can't drink tea from a paper cup. Yuck. No. that is true.
You've got to chew a tea.
Question 21. Well, I don't know. It's been a very unpopular category, but there are five questions left in it. Hercules and Xena. Which actress played Xena, warrior princess?
Oh, there you are. I'm gone already.
Oh, no.
I can't even think of anything.
I bet you have heard of her, actually.
I probably have, but, you know, I'm not a big sort of follower of it. So it's probably as soon as you say it, I'll go, oh, yeah, but it's never been my thing, so.
Okey-doke.
There you go. Good night, Phil.
Thanks, bye. See you later. Sarah from Alphington. Sarah.
Hello.
I'm very reluctant to let you back on.
Well, luckily, I heard the beginning of the show and I haven't listened till now.
Yeah.
And I was thinking this might be a question. So I know the answer.
I was caned last night by a great number of people for my treatment of you, but I'm pleased to see you think it was okay because you're back on deck.
No, it was fine. And you stayed true to yourself, Phil.
Thank you, Sarah. At one stage, I only had one other sword on the bridge with me.
Lucy Lawless.
Which actress played Xena, warrior princess?
Lucy Lawless.
Correct. Yes, Lucy Lawless. Very good. Hercules and Xena, question number 22. Hercules and Xena were filmed in which country?
New Zealand?
Correct. Yes. Very good. All right. We're off and racing here. Only three left, Sarah.
Ooh.
People, I haven't cooked this up, people. I have not cooked this up. People say, oh, he's going to let her win now.
Oh, yeah, just to make amends for you brought up a Catholic or something.
Bless me, Sarah, five. Question 23.
Win.
Question, Question 23. Which Greek god and frequent foe of Hercules and Xena was played by Kevin Smith?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah. This is going to knock me out. My husband is Greek and my son, they, both of them bang on and on about Greek gods and things.
Oh, but, yeah.
So I'm just going to say it's definitely not Hades. But I just sort of go, I tune out when they're banging on about the Greek gods. So... it's not going to be Zeus, Hades, not going to be Poseidon. Oh, look, I'll just go, I'll go Hades.
It knocks one out, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah. Good on you. Okay. Bye. Okay, bye. 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 Sarah from Alphen, you know, great fan of Sam Kerr. Steve from Northam, I see you there. I'll get to you in one sec. Ken from Shepparton. G'day, Ken.
Hey, mate.
Which Greek god and frequent foe of Hercules and Xena was played by Kevin Smith?
Zeus.
Not Zeus. Sorry, mate. Thank you. No, not Zeus. Chris from the Pilbara. G'day, Chris.
G'day, mate. How are we doing?
Pretty good. Question 23. Which Greek god and frequent foe of Hercules and Xena was played by Kevin Smith?
No idea, mate. I'll go Hera.
Not Hera. Thank you. Not Hera. Slotty's got the right answer. Chipper has got the right answer on King Island. Claire from Dalton's got the right answer. Chris on the Night Watch says the flavours of tea depend on what ground they're grown on, even in the same plantation, because of mineral content. Is that right? I thought it was all due to how small the leaves were cut up, Chris. There are lines free. You'll get straight through. 1-300-800-222. We're up to question 23. Which Greek god and frequent foe of Hercules and Xena was played by Kevin Smith? Steve from Northam. G'day, Steve.
Geez, that was short and sweet, Phil. Thanks, mate. See you, mate.
Is that it? All right. See you, Steve. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Dear. All right. Who knows the answer to this one? Come on. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Jane from Homebush has got it. Annette's got it. I mentioned that Chipper's got it. Question 23, lines are free. You will get straight through if you would like one. 1-300-800-222. Which Greek god and frequent foe of Hercules and Xena was played by Kevin Smith? Jeff the Truckee, no, not Thor. We're after Greek gods here. Yes, all right. 1-300-800-222. Jeff in Hornsby, no, not Artemis. Anybody? As I say, there are line three. Question 23. Which Greek god and frequent foe of Hercules and Xena was played by Kevin Smith? John from Silkwood. G'day, John.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. What are we after?
Ares.
Correct, Ares. Very good, Ares. Two left. Hercules and Xena, played by Renee O'Connor. Who was Xena's faithful companion?
You got me on that one.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. Kerry from Kangaroo Point. Hello, Kerry.
Yeah, I haven't been awake very long. I heard this, I better rig up and help you out.
Played by Renee O'Connor. Who was Xena's faithful companion?
Ares.
No, that was the answer to the previous question.
Oh, sorry. Oh, So can I just tap that again? I don't know.
Played by, which Greek god and frequent foe of Hercules? That was Ares, right? But this question is question 24. There's only two left. Played by Renee O'Connor, who was Xena's faithful companion?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
No. Thanks, Kerry. See you, mate. Bye-bye. We've only got two left, and there are lines free. 1-300-800-222. Question 24, played by Renee O'Connor, who was Xena's faithful companion. The magnet is there for the taking if you want one. 1-300-800-222. Paul from Plainlands. No, that's not round. No, that's not correct. Chip has got the right answer. Claire from Dalton has got the right answer. What about Andrew from Sunbury? G'day, Andrew.
Good morning.
Played by Renee O'Connor. Who was Xena's faithful companion?
I think it's Hydra.
Not Hydra. No, sorry. Not Hydra. Anybody else? Mark and Gosnell's had Ares. Kane says, is it Anthony Koutafidis? no, Kane, but in another world, maybe. All right, come on. Two questions left here. Question 24 and 25. Question 24, played by Renee O'Connor, who was Xena's faithful companion? Simone from Ballarat. G'day, Simone.
Oh, g'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. What are we after?
Is this the Xena one?
Yeah, played by Renee O'Connor. Who was Xena's faithful companion?
Was it Gabriella?
Correct. It was. Yay! Yes. Gabriella.
I only got that from watching Xena Warrior Woman.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
Remember she used to go, la, 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 like that?
Well, I like that.
That means, la, 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 your breakfast is ready.
Your breakfast is ready. Tea's up. Yeah, tea's made. Tea's getting cold.
Tea's on the table.
Tea's getting cold.
Ooh, whoa. Here we go.
Do the holler. Simone, question 25. Xena's beloved horse was named after which ship from Greek mythology?
Yes.
after all that.
I think it was the... You know I'm going to make one up, but I think it was the Levictus.
You should have said the Cressida. That's right.
Yeah,
or the Corolla.
Or the Corona 800, yeah. Or the Datsun 180B. Oh, well, on that note.
See you, my Simone. Thank you. Anyway, Michael from Netherlands. G'day, Michael.
Hello.
Question 25. Xena's beloved horse was named after which ship from Greek mythology?
I think it was the Argo.
It was the Argo! Well done, Michael. Well, gee whiz. It was an unpopular category for a reason, by the look of it.
Sadly, I think I knew those ones.
Sorry, Michael, I just cut you off there. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I misspent youth.
Yes.
I knew those ones.
Well, I don't know that it's misspent. I think that's all right.
Absolutely.
On you, Michael. Thanks. Put you on hold and we'll get some details from you. And thanks to everyone else. Annette had Argo. Who else had Argo? Paul from Planet says fine cotton. Very good. The longer the series went, Gabriel's clothes got shorter, says my texter. Yeah, dear. Kate in MacArthur says, is Emily still around? I often think of her. Yes, she is, Kate. Yes, she is. She's being looked after quite well in a nursing home these days. Thank you, Karen. I hope you enjoyed it. Good fun, everyone, and thank you.
Nightlife with Philip Clark
on ABC Radio.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.